So I've been here at Ascension for a little bit over a year and a half. And I can remember when I first arrived, getting things settled in my room, putting things away. And it had gotten late and not everything was quite put away yet. And I needed to go to the other room as I was getting ready for bed to get something. And the lights were off and I thought, no big deal. I can safely navigate this without any lights on. And as I had that prideful thought, right at that moment, I smashed my toes into a cart that I didn't see. And when that happened, my eyes went wide open, and my mouth dropped open, and then my back bent forward, and my hands reached down towards my foot. And my knee bent, and my foot came up to meet my hand so that they can investigate to find out how bad the damage was. And then I also tried looking at my foot, which didn't make a whole lot of sense because it was dark, the lights were off, that's why I crashed my foot into a cart. But notice how my whole body reacted. That it wasn't just a single part, but all the parts of my body responded to the injury of my foot. We hear something similar about a body in our second reading. But the body that St. Paul is talking about is the mystical body of Christ, that is, the church. And we are all members of this mystical body. And each member is a different part, and all the parts work together. We heard in our second reading, as a body is one, though it has many parts, all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. Each part has its own ability, its own responsibility, its own role. Just as the different parts of my body each responded in a different way, but contributed to taking care of my foot, so too the different members of the body of Christ had their role to play for the good of the whole of his mystical body. We all belong to this one body, and we shouldn't discredit ourselves for any reason, nor should we be jealous of any other part. Because as St. Paul tells us, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God placed the parts, each one of them, in the body as he intended. So each one of us has a role to play. Each one of us has a part in this mystical body of Christ. I kind of like to think of myself like the blood of the body. Because as a priest, I do things that are kind of similar to the blood. So what does the blood do? The blood nourishes the body. And as a priest, I get to bring spiritual nourishment to the mystical body of Christ through the Most Holy Eucharist. What else does the blood do? The blood removes toxins. And as a priest, I get to contribute to removing spiritual toxins from people's souls in the confessional. But also, there's healing. The blood also brings healing about. And as a priest, I get to anoint the sick. So that's kind of the way I see my role in this mystical body of Christ. And as we reflect on that, when we think about our part in this mystical body, maybe that part is referring to vocation, maybe that part is referring to career, maybe that part is referring to volunteering, but there are many different ways in which we can contribute. And so we should seek to find out what part of this mystical body each one of us is. St. Teresa of Lisieux, even though she was a Carmelite nun, struggled to figure out exactly what her role in the mystical body of Christ was. She recorded in her autobiography how she was reading through the letters of St. Paul to try to find an answer. And when she read the passage we heard for our second reading, this is what she had to say. I read that the church is composed of a variety of members, and that the eye cannot be the hand. Even with such an answer revealed to me, I was not satisfied and did not find peace. Maybe you kind of feel the same way. Maybe you're not quite sure where you fit in this mystical body of Christ or your place in the church. Well, St. Teresa of Lisieux didn't accept the confusion. She persevered. And we should follow her example, striving to find out exactly what God is calling each one of us to do and what part we have to play. It took her much prayer and reflection. She considered the different roles and parts of the mystical body. And she considered also the deep and noble desires of her heart. And then she found an answer. And this is what she had to say. I found my proper place in the church, and you gave me that very place, my God. In the heart of the church, my mother, I will be love, and thus I will be all things, as my desire finds its direction. So St. Teresa of Lisieux not only accounted for her gifts, her talents, but she also considered what are the deep, noble, good desires of her heart to help her figure out what part of the body she had to play. And so all of us should spend time in prayer and reflection to try to figure out what part we have in this mystical body of Christ. And to help us determine that, we can consider what are our gifts, our talents, our abilities, how much time we have to be able to share in the service of the whole body. And so I'd like to ask you some questions, and I'll pause after each one to give you the opportunity to silently reflect to yourself what your answer to that question might be. What things can you do well? What kinds of service excite you? When and how much time can you offer? What spiritual gifts do you have that God might be calling you to share with His church? How can you contribute best to the mystical body of Christ? Now, it might be easy for us to think of some of our natural gifts, abilities, and talents, but this idea of spiritual gifts could be harder to recognize. What kind of spiritual gifts might we have? Thankfully, here at Ascension Parish, we have what's called the Spiritual Gifts Inventory Workshop, which is an opportunity for you to discover what your particular spiritual gifts are and how you can use those to contribute to the whole of the mystical body of Christ. We'll have two sessions. One of them is on March 1st, and the other is on March 11th. And they're both at 7 p.m. in the multipurpose room. So I invite you to consider participating in that Spiritual Gifts Inventory Workshop. You can find more information about that in the bulletin. But we don't have to wait until March to try to figure out exactly what our gifts are. Some of those things we can figure out already. Some of those things we can recognize, some of those things we can recognize through our own prayer and reflection. And then knowing what things we have to offer, we have another opportunity here at Ascension. We have a ministry festival called Winterfest, where many groups and organizations here at Ascension are presenting what they have to offer and the good work that they do. It's going on right now in the gym and in the multi-purpose room. And it'll continue until 2 p.m. And so if you haven't been there yet, I invite you to consider going over to Winterfest to see in what ways you might be able to participate and contribute to the mystical body of Christ. This mystical body of Christ has many parts, but it is one body. And all the parts should work together for the good. And we should seek out what our particular and individual roles are in His body, the church. All of them can work together, much as the many parts of my body work together to address my injured toes. So let us take this next moment of silence to consider our gifts, our talents, our abilities, the use of our time, and through that reflection, hopefully discover or at least have some insight as to what our role might be. And let us also be ready to go to Winterfest if we have not already done so, so we can find out how we can better participate in the mystical body of Christ. And let us also present these gifts, these talents, and our abilities, along with our whole selves, to Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ to God the Father, as we continue to celebrate the Most Holy Eucharist.